Semi-professional and amateur sports teams come and go. In 2017, the state's oldest hockey team, the Columbus Cottonmouths, shut down after 21 seasons. Sometimes it's money, and sometimes it's poor attendance. But three teams in Macon hope to change those odds by focusing on marketing. From the Mercer Center for Collaborative Journalism, Sophie Peel reports.
Aaron Hutchinson is on his feet cheering Macon Mayhem players as they chase a puck around the ice.
This is a team that they're trying to get somewhere, and of course all these people come out because they want to see fights. They want to see the bloodshed. It's the fun of it.
His jersey has the word Heckler on it, but he's really a super fan of the three-year-old hockey team. And he's not alone. It's not uncommon for the Mayhem to fill the stadium. And that's good for the local economy.
Anytime anybody comes to town for a sporting event, there's economic impact.
That's Aaron Buzza with the Macon Convention and Visitors Bureau. He says people in Middle Georgia love sports.
Typically, if somebody's coming from out of town, they're not just going to the hockey game and going home. They're going to fill their car with gas. They're going to stop for a meal.
And soon, the Mayhem will not be the only team in this city known more for its music legends. The Macon Bacon baseball team takes the field this summer. They're part of the Coastal Plain League, like the wildly successful Savannah Bananas, who typically sell out their games. Bacon president Todd Punn says the reason the league succeeded where others have failed is marketing.
It's not about baseball. It's about entertainment. Baseball is just going to be the game that's going on the field.
And that field is part of the attraction. Luther Williams is the second oldest minor league ballpark in the country. It's been featured in movies and hosted players like Pete Rose and Chipper Jones. It's undergoing renovation.
You know, we saw a niche we could help fill, and we could help revitalize this ballpark. And the cool thing is, I've been doing this 20 years. I've never worked at a project where, like, this old ballpark means a lot to people in Macon.
Punn says their goal is to make baseball accessible and affordable to the community. Tickets include food, and plans are in place to add a beer garden. The CVB's Buzza says the park's location in a downtown undergoing revitalization is also a huge plus.
It's a real great opportunity, a real great time to be here in the community, and teams are here recognizing that we're right at the edge of something amazing.
They pour resources into social media and create events and themes around each of their games.
You have ownership that's really bought into the community and has decided that they're going to plant their flag here, so to speak, and that means something. They're here because it's Macon, and they're going to make it work.
They also engage local businesses, their employees, and even fans. Here's Todd Pund.
Usually in the marketplace, there's going to be between 5% and 7% of people that are going to be interested.
Your hair's like AT&T coverage, it's funny!
The rest, you have to go out and get.
Hockey enthusiast Aaron Hutchinson is back on his feet, cheering as two hockey players collide on the rink. From a local's perspective who has seen the rise and fall of multiple sports teams in Macon, the benefit to having teams is simple.
As long as we can teach the kids to come to this instead of being out there, you know, doing some stupid stuff.
He says he's already looking forward to cheering on the Georgia Doom, Macon's new arena football team.
It's almost like a no-rule kind of football scenario, you know, it's almost like backyard football, which always makes it more fun because they don't have all the rules that the NFL and all those stupid ones do.
The Doom plays their inaugural game against the Atlanta Havoc on March 24th. For GPB, I'm Sophie Peel.